This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? The Select Committee on Benghazi continues the press conference announcing the results of their 800-page report. All of the members of the committee have been asked to answer a question whether or not they believe Hillary lied. One of the reporters said there's bumper stickers everywhere that say, Hillary lied, people died, referring specifically to what happened in Benghazi. And do you agree? Did that happen? And all of these savvy politicians are quick to say, the information's in the report, you're going to need to decide. And I understand they're basically saying of this 800 pages, a lot of new information. But Trey Gowdy said, look at the report from the prism of what did we know? What did anybody involved in that situation know on that night? And then what did they say? So I'll translate this for you because they don't want to say it. Yes, Hillary lied and people died. But they're not about to be the ones to say it because, in my mind, as soon as they do, then it becomes Trey Gowdy said, I wouldn't use that word in a court of law. So he's an attorney. He's saying, here's the facts, you decide. But clearly, they're saying it without saying it. And, in fact, she did. Will this matter in the election? That's what's... I think this is... an issue that I'm sad about this, but I believe it's an issue that has been marginalized politically, and the Democrats and fans of Hillary Clinton are very good at that. They're very, very good at that. It's the blah, blah, blah factor we talked about last hour. So we are brought to you this hour by our friends at MyPillow. Don't have a MyPillow yet? You need to talk to somebody that does, like Rosemary. She said, over the years, I spent well over $1,500 on all kinds of pillows for myself and my husband. Guess what? Didn't like any of them. They all ended up in the floor or on the trash. Waste of money. My pillow is a godsend. The first night my husband used it, it helped his snoring. He had the best night's sleep he's had in a long time. Now, to be honest, it took me two nights to get used to my pillow, but now I just love it. Thanks so very much for this wonderful pillow. 4-for-1 deal right now when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The North Dakota Family Alliance joins us regularly on this program to talk about matters of the heart, faith, and family issues. And Tom Fryer, who is, of course, the longtime executive director of the North Dakota Family Alliance and is getting ready for retirement, saying ain't so, Tom, is here to chat with us a little bit about some issues in the news again today on the program. How are you, sir?
I am great. Great to be with you, Scott.
Well, a lot to talk to you about. We have a governor's race. That the North Dakota Family Alliance weighed in on. We have a ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday.
Yes.
We have some changes at the Family Alliance that we can talk about. We have an upcoming legislative session coming up. A lot of ground to cover. And welcome any calls, questions, or comments for Tom, by the way, at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd's not going to be here tomorrow, so I would double up on the text today. Otherwise, he gets a little lonely. You kind of get the text withdrawal, don't you, Todd? Isn't that a problem for you, where you find yourself kind of getting like the shakes if the texts aren't rolling in, right? That's what happens.
I get medical lonely condition. Over here.
It's textitis, or lack of textitis. So 701-226-8503, if you want to text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text questions for Tom, any comments you want us to cover. You're on the North Dakota Family Alliance edition of What's on Your Mind this hour. So you just returned from Ethiopia.
I did.
So describe Ethiopia for me and for our listeners who've not been there.
Well, first of all, I would say salam.
Salam.
That's hello.
Hello.
That's how are you?
Yeah.
And the traditional hello is salam, and you reach for the other person's hand just as we do here. But then you continue on until your right shoulder touches their right shoulder. That's the traditional greeting in Ethiopia, and I took that one step further. As soon as we were close enough to touch those shoulders, I just gave them a big old bear hug.
You Americanized that film a little.
I just wanted them to know that I was very pleased to be there, and that I wanted to demonstrate, you know, the primary purpose of our trip was to share the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ, and I just wanted to give them a big old hug, and I did that for anyone that came up to me in regard, whether they were children or whether they were orphans, widows, the various different folks that we had to had the opportunity to be with. You know, when I'm asked about Ethiopia, and this is approximately a 10,000-mile air trip. I think it took us about 28 hours to get there. But it's really a dichotomy of being one of the poorest nations on the planet. Per capita income is dollar or two a day is their earnings. So $350 to $400 a year total. Very, very poor country. But at the same time, they have the conveniences or the technology that we have here in America. So you might, in their capital of Addis, which is about 8.5 million people, you'll see people on the street corner with maybe an old style cell phone, but they'll have a cell phone. Some folks even have an iPhone. But then right beside them, where they're standing talking on their cell phone, is a corrugated steel container that about twice the size of a coffin. Well, that's somebody's home. That's where somebody sleeps, right in the capital city. Once you go out into the more remote areas, what we typically think of as, you know, the mud huts with the straw roofs, one room, 15 to 18 feet diameter, and that might even include allowing their cow to stay with them. Real dichotomy in what they do have, the modern conveniences, and yet are very primitive in others. But in regard to two things, one, the people, the major difference that I think I've found is that in America, in order for someone to smile, something has to happen. A joke, you're getting your picture taken. It just seems it's more natural, especially the children. And
they're smiling for no reason.
They're smiling for no reason. They're happy. They're smiling. And then their country, I think a misconception that I had when I went there a year ago was that most of Africa is either jungle or desert, and this is neither. The average temperature when we were there over a course of 2 weeks was 75 to 80. Rolling hills, maybe the hills are a little bit larger than hills, but they're not mountains, but the valleys are just expansive. And they're green during the rainy season, and they have 90% of the ground out in the rural areas is farmed, corn and beans and different things like that. So it is a country that has been blessed with a topography and a people. It's just that it has been there for thousands of years, and in many cases hasn't gotten to the point, or in America, and I can only attribute that to our entrepreneurial, capitalistic society that has made just innovations and improvements. And those are only relegated maybe to the government in the central city. So it's a great place that is has a quite a population of Muslim and growing, and then an old church, the old church, the Orthodox Church. But there's been a revival of Christianity there, and they are just hungering for that Christianity, even in these remote areas. New churches that we visited, all that's up is sticks. And there were 200 people there, 150 of them were kids under the age of 10, and they were just as eager as you could be to hear the gospel, which my son Kyle would share with them, and then interpreted twice so they could understand it. And we're very, very enthusiastic. So the trip was just great in the sense that it gives perspective. And when I heard you earlier at the very beginning of your show, Scott, you mentioned, what should we talk about today? And Benghazi, and you talked about some other things. I think a trip like this is very useful for anyone, but myself, a perspective on life. What's important in life? You know, when we were there, the importance was getting sanitary water and finding some sanitation, that sort of thing. Well, here we don't think about that. We get rooted and we focus in on either the politics or what's not happening today. On an earlier show today, I heard that people thought the wind was blowing stronger than normal in North Dakota. That's important, but once you travel to a country like Ethiopia, you gain a perspective, and I think for myself, it's that I can be much more free with my thankfulness to the Lord for the blessings that we have here, and so it was just a great trip.
Perspective, put things right there in perspective, and make sure we're not taking things for granted when you talk about corrugated, coffins basically acting as a home, you know. Wow. Unbelievable. We'll take a short break, come back with more. Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, is here, and they have some changes going on at the Family Alliance. We're going to find out about that. We had a Supreme Court decision yesterday. We'll talk about it, an issue that Tom fought hard on here in North Dakota. We have the governor's race. We have Trump meeting with faith leaders. I want to ask you about that. Big crowd of folks that he met with recently. More of that coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamus, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Brought to you part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Here we talk about Apache sprayers. More important to hear what the Apache sprayer owners have to say about these sprayers. They say, hey, I work hard for my money, so when I spend a buck, I want to get the most for that time and energy, and High Plains Apache respects that. They do. High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business, and the Apache sprayer works hard for you. So you get right down to it. We're talking about a businessman sprayer here, the Apache. Proven to work as hard as you do. Backed up with an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. Fuel-efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. You don't get any better than this. Take a tour online of one of these great Apache sprayers, highplainsapache.com, or come see them, 1701 Eastside Court, across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and I-29. Tom Fryer is with us from the North Dakota Family Alliance, 800-228-0550, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, questions or comments, welcome, 701-258-0550, or text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. So let's talk about some things that are happening in our country. I want to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday. And one thing I think that the pro-life movement has done a better job of late is focusing this issue on the mother, on women, right? Because sometimes it becomes a battle of the child, and women's health is an issue that is owned, if you will, by proponents of abortion. And the law that was passed in North Dakota and a similar law in Texas are two fine examples of being concerned about the woman. Because, you know, I don't happen to believe abortion is women's health, right? I mean, abortion is health care. You don't end the life of a baby and call that health care.
No.
But the left has been successful in doing that. Yet, they sort of have it both ways here with this, because it's the pro-life movement that has advocated for, got legislators to approve, governors to sign legislation that says if you have a doctor in an abortion clinic, that doctor should be able to follow you to a hospital. And there should be a proper level of care for the procedure you're having here, same as if you went to a, you know, a vein clinic or plastic surgeon or something. The Supreme Court of the United States, 5-3, strikes this down. What do you make of that, Tom?
Well, first of all, when you mentioned the Supreme Court, unfortunately, the decision was very similar to the ruling on marriage, where you had justices who had a vent, a political vent, an ideological vent, to say, I am for abortion, and no matter what, that's what I'm going to rule. So they did not take into account common sense. They basically said that this is a burden on a woman if she wishes to go get have an abortion. So when you look at it from common sense, you say, as you mentioned, Scott, that the purpose of the law in here in North Dakota is that the place where you have the abortion should meet certain standards, and that in the instance that there is a complication, and I understand, I just saw that there have been over 26,000 complications just like in 2011 alone. So there are numbers to back up that there are complications. And then of those, I think at least 3,000 were hospitalized. So that just leads right into why we would pass a bill in North Dakota and the Texas bill that says if, in fact, complications do arise, you would want that doctor to have admitting privileges so you don't have any difficulties getting that woman for her, with her best interests at heart, to a place that her health can be administered to.
Here's what Judge Breyer wrote, Justice Breyer. For the majority, we conclude that neither of these provisions offers medical benefits sufficient to justify the burdens upon access that each imposes. Each places a substantial obstacle in the path of women seeking a viability abortion. I don't know what that is. Each constitutes an undue burden on abortion access, and each violates the federal constitution. So saying that the doctor having admitting privileges to the hospital is a burden, right? I mean, and in the case of North Dakota, I think prime example. Stanford Health said, we'll take you.
That's right.
We'll bring you in because we're concerned, too, about, you know, even though we previously had restrictions that would make it, you know, difficult for you to get here. My gosh.
Two main considerations. In Texas, did it actually shut down some facilities? I don't think they can prove that one way or another, that there were some facilities.
Are they saying that because some doctors were not able to get admitting privileges?
Right.
Therefore,
and the other thing is the rules... should you have a wide enough hallway in the case you have a problem to get a stretcher into the room?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I look at it this way. You know, Scott, imagine that you go to a barber or a hair salon to have your hair cut.
Can't you tell?
Yeah. Well, that barber or that hair salon is inspected, has rules and regulations. If we do that for a tanning salon, a barber, a restaurant. I used to be in the restaurant business.
In Linton, North Dakota?
In Linton, North Dakota.
Yes, fine.
On one day during the year, all of a sudden my back door, the inspector comes in and says, I'm going to inspect your place. Isn't that for the health and the safety of the patrons that come? Well, here we have something even as important, at least. You have a woman that is having a procedure done that is no different than many that we have today. Just pick one. Colonoscopy, where you have an outpatient service. Should not that facility have standards that will provide for the safety of the person who's using that facility? That's what they're saying. That's why I find it just incredulous that women's groups or women's network are cheering the fact that they've actually, a Supreme Court has made a ruling that is going to diminish the safety factor. You know, our friends for many years on the other side were saying, we don't really like abortion, but if it's going to happen, if it's going to be rare, we want it to be safe. Well, today, this measure, which was struck down by the Supreme Court, is actually saying it's okay to have a less than safe environment for that procedure to take place. That just doesn't make sense at all, and that's not what the people in North Dakota asked their legislature to do when they passed these various bills that were over the past five sessions. So,
story today is that the ruling on the Texas abortion from the Supreme Court on the Texas abortion law, rather, by the U.S. Supreme Court, could revive the challenge to the North Dakota law, which was set aside when Sanford Health said, no, we'll take these doctors in. Do you anticipate this being reopened here?
Well, one, it really shouldn't, because, as I said, the facts of the matter are that no facility was closed because of this, and that the doctors had no problem finding admitting privileges, so everything is okay there. But on the other hand, of course, the practicality of it is that there will be someone, I'm assuming, that in the future will use this ruling to take something to court and eventually get it to a district judge. And we don't know what the ruling will be then, and then, of course, that can go on to appeals court. But that should not stop the North Dakota legislature, the coalition of life supporters, from pressing on, passing legislation, doing what they know is right.
Which is bipartisan in North Dakota.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Tom knows a little something about that after all the laws that have been passed with the support and effort of the North Dakota Family Alliance and others. Glenn and Mandan has a question. We're going to go to you first up when we come back for Tom Fryer of North Dakota Family Alliance. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back on Lunch on Your Mind, chat with Tom Steyer, the North Dakota Family Alliance. Always enjoy these conversations we get to have with Tom on issues of faith and family, and if you have a question or comment, let us know. The North Dakota Family Alliance has been around a long time in North Dakota. Folks like Enoch Thorsgaard and others, very instrumental in its founding, and very instrumental in its influence in the hallways in Bismarck. How long has it been, a year since we lost Enoch? I'm thinking, hey,
No. It's probably been about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah,
I think it was just before Christmas.
One of the greats.
Yes.
I keep his book on my nightstand so I can think of him often and remember and pray for his family members, and quite a legacy. And that's very much runs through what the North Dakota Family Alliance is all about. Some changes in North Dakota Family Alliance governance we're going to tell you about here in a little bit as well. Any questions or comments, welcome for our guest, Tom Fryer, Glenn and Mandan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I just really have a comment about this abortion situation. It amazes me the number of women that actually believe that abortion is about women's health, with, as was probably said, the psychological and medical distress that happens after one of these. And the bottom line when it comes to abortion, and it just amazes me that people don't understand this, it's about the dollar, and that's it. Without financial backing, these people couldn't stand on their own 2 feet.
All right, Glenn, anything you want to respond to there, Tom?
Yeah, of course. And I think that really is what the life movement is about. It's, we talk about both of them. And that means the unborn child and the mother. And as you, Glenn, as you've referenced, the mental stress, the trauma, it's a little bit different for each one who has an abortion, but a great majority of them suffer for many years, and it does take time, it takes treatment, it takes healing. And so, yes, indeed, we are, in fact, very interested in that mother as well as the unborn child. And then you mentioned dollars. Why on earth would in Texas, would the big thing be a abortion facility closing down if everybody's still able to have that abortion? It's about the facility making money. That's what they wanted to keep, why they wanted
exactly
to keep all of those facilities open. It is about
it's big business. Look at Planned Parenthood's balance sheet.
Yeah.
A vast majority of what they do, vast majority. Is it north of 90%? It's over 80,
yeah,
maybe north of 90.
So it's a big number in regard to what they do that actually has to do with abortions.
Yeah, and they muddy the waters by saying procedures, you know, what they do. Well, that might be where they hand you a Band-Aid. They consider a procedure. But if you actually look at, you know, where their dollars are derived from, the vast majority of it is abortion. So it's money. It's big money, and there's a lot of people that have left that world that can tell you how there is, you know, a blinders on, you know.
And they offer no mammograms. So if the big, one of the biggest issues for women, of course, is cancer treatment and different things like that, finding where that is, and they don't do it.
To Glenn's point, you know, another thing is really helpful. It was very moving to me. Was I've been to events where women who've had abortions have talked about all of the mental health burdens that they lived with for so long. It's unbelievable, and it's not talked about a lot. But there is talk to people who've walked that road, so you understand that. If you think, hey, this is the women, they should be able to decide, they would tell you differently. Let's go to Bismarck. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I think we're missing the point here. I think we've been talking with women for a long time about this, and if we really go back, this all originated from men dodging their responsibility in the process of sex. Maybe we should be focusing our message towards the young men. If women want to keep fighting for this right, that's fine, but without the man being irresponsible in the act, there would be no abortion to talk about. So maybe the message needs to be to our young boys, our future men of the world, that if you're going to partake in sex outside of marriage or whatever you want to call it, that you cannot rely on the woman to take care of birth control. In this day and age, you can get a condom in a gas station. There's really no need for this discussion anymore. If women want to keep fighting for that right, let them keep fighting for that right. But if boys understand that they're a part of that problem and that if they no longer take part in that irresponsibly, the problem should go away regardless of what they vote. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's an interesting argument you don't hear a lot, but certainly belongs in this debate.
Yeah, and I don't think I would target only men or only young boys, I think it can be a part of the discussion. I think a part of that discussion is really just fathers. Fathers need to take responsibility. Today we've gotten to a point of having a great amount of cohabitation, whereby we don't have the commitment from the father to become the husband, to be committed to that family. And in some cases, I think women feel like they are more liberated because they're not tied down. But in the real crux of it here is that father is so free just to leave. Okay, now you have a lack of commitment from the father. And if that happens even before, that means during the pregnancy, as you mentioned, men are not being responsible to that.
Contraception is thought of as a convenience, right? It's a convenience. It's a modern product that is available to allow you the freedom to do what you please, right? I would make an argument if we trace the in my mind, I get up every day, and if I really focus on the biggest problems that face this country, it's the disintegration of the family.
Yes.
It is the disintegration of the family, and there's many, many threads that we could pull on that argument on how that's come. I could trace a lot of it back to contraception. And I know that'll make a lot of people out there, you know, roll their eyes and act as though I'm some sort of knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. But think about that. When you remove remove any quote-unquote consequence from an adulterous affair, from as you say, people that are cohabitating, whatever. When you have that ability, then what do you end up with? More abortions, more out of wedlock marriages, all kinds of things. What contraception and that product, that technology, that device has done is liberate a lot of that. Remove any of the consequences. Am I wrong?
Right. Well, you're right. The consequences is an unplanned pregnancy where the child, that little baby, is the problem. It isn't about abstinence outside of marriage that really we should be looking at. That if you remember back a few years ago in the legislature, we were debating a bill that would promote abstinence teaching in our schools. And that was pulled back quite a bit.
It got controversial.
It got controversial.
Unbelievable.
Right? But that's really what we should be talking about, practicing abstinence, as opposed to how can we get rid of that evil thing, which is that unplanned pregnancy, which is really an unborn baby. That's the mindset that I think in America today we're having a little bit of a problem with. Scott, I talked to you about my trip to Ethiopia and how a young man over there that was living on the streets, after only a couple of years of being in that shelter and reading and being educated about America and also in Bible teaching, he said, we need to pray for you more than us.
This is some street kid from Ethiopia.
Yes.
That's saying...
He understood...
Why did he believe we needed prayers in America more than they did there?
Because we had turned our back on God. America had been blessed, and on the moral issues of abortion and marriage and so forth, the family, which you just referenced, we were denigrating the family.
How does he even know that?
He reads, he watches, he's on Facebook. He's able to see what's taking place in our country, and he's the one, the 16-year-old kid, telling us... we need to turn. We all know that Chronicles 7:14.
I wish I'd have been there. I would have videotaped that and hopefully had it gone viral. Someone living in this incredible poverty on the street of Ethiopia, recognizing that the United States is in trouble, so blessed, and yet turning its eyes, turning its back on everything it's been blessed with. Wow. Larry and Lincoln, next for Tom Fryer on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I am a pro-choice Republican, and a moment ago you said that it's a bipartisan within the state of North Dakota that everybody is bipartisan pro-life. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's also bipartisan pro-choice. There are some of us Republicans, conservative Republicans, who are pro-choice.
Yeah, just so you know, I was referencing the legislature, but no, I would understand there'd be people of both political persuasions on each side of the issue.
That's what you didn't say. You were referencing the legislature.
I did actually, because Tom was talking about the votes in the legislature, what had passed. But
not a problem. So I have two quick points. If you look at virtually every ruling by any federal court, even in the state of North Dakota, where our last two laws that were passed in the session were struck down without any doubt, the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the vast majority of the people in the United States are in favor of abortion rights for women.
Wait a minute. How do you derive a Supreme Court decision to public opinion? How do you make that connection? I'm curious.
Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, we elect our presidents. We elect our legislators. They appoint the people on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has ruled. Obviously, they represent the people of the United States. If you don't think they do...
No, I think there's a lot of examples where the Supreme Court's not representing the views of the United States of America. I can give you a laundry list of them myself, Tom. What about his point?
First of all, they are not necessarily to represent the views or opinion poll of people in the United States. They're supposed to look at the Constitution and act on the Constitution, in which in these areas they have acted outside of the Constitution. I will say, when you say pro-choice, the first thing that I thought about is that there are many people in North Dakota who consider themselves pro-choice, but have very much been in favor of the bills that have been passed by the legislature. Should we not have disclaimers? Should we not have ultrasounds? Should we not tell women what's about to happen? There's a lot of things that have happened. So, Larry, are you opposed to those things that we passed in the legislature for the good of women as they have an abortion?
Well, you know, we're talking two different things now. My other point is this. I live in the Margaret City district of Bismarck. And Margaret City was the number one pusher of the bills that came out of the legislature and were struck down by a federal court. My point is, in one of the most conservative Republican districts in the state of North Dakota, Margaret City ran, and Margaret City got beat big time. Huge. She got trumped. Didn't mean that by Donald Trump, but she got trumped.
All right. The conclusion is that obviously this is not a winning issue for Republicans. I'll give Tom a chance to respond to that on the other side of the break. Thanks for the call, Larry. Bruce and Grand Forks, Stephen and Watt for two. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Generous, generous, Jerry.
Pick up your coupon at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off.
locations in Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Devil's Lake, Wapiton, Jamestown, Valley City, two in Fargo, and two in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you and you're getting a
freebie. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a firework visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love to fill up at the place where North Dakota's oil fields are connected with North Dakota's farm fields. That works very nice. That's PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue and help America fuel better by filling up at PetroServe USA. Have a great lunch there today, too. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, big 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Bring a 5 spot and you'll have change. That's a nice lunch. Tom, Larry and Lincoln's point was, first of all, the premise is that what he's trying to say is Margaret City, champion of the pro-life cause, loses in a big Republican district, therefore this is not a winner for Republicans. Is there any accuracy to that political analogy that he's laid out for you?
First of all, the district is probably not a strong conservative district, but it has elected Republicans. So I don't think that had anything to do with whether Margaret was going to win or lose. The fact is that a tremendous amount of money was put into that. But I think more importantly is overall, I think the legislature does reflect the will of the people. Over the last 5 sessions that I've been actively working on life issues, the legislature has passed 15, 20 different measures. And they couldn't do that if they didn't reflect the will of the people.
And an emailer says, related to the Supreme Court as well, the Supreme Court once ruled that slavery was okay. It doesn't make it right. So Larry's got a few premises that challenge his opinion there. But I appreciate the dialogue nonetheless. Bruce in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Good morning, Scott. I want to pony off of a statement you made. It's 100% clear. It's not really emphasized enough. The degradation and destruction of marriage and family in this country is the problem. That at its core, and of course, it's exterminating God in our normal society is exactly what the problem is. But on top of that, what I want to pony off of that is the caller you had a couple callers ago was talking about, you know, blaming the men and boys need to be educated. Let me tell you something. I've been divorced twice, neither by my fault or my interest. I got divorced by women in my age, and I'm 46. Women 50 and younger have been affected with the disease of feminism. They believe that everybody's to come to their aid and their benefit, and it's always about them. This court system has been turned into the same thing as a de facto distributor of justice through the court system. And my son, who's now 21, refuses to even date. Now, why? Because he watched his dad get run over twice. His dad got thrown out of a marriage, got thrown out of being a father, and the court system turning it into nothing but a checkbook. And he missed all the best years of his life.
I'm gonna jump in on your question,
my son's
Bruce.
Learned, let me say this real quick.
Okay.
My son has learned to stay completely out of marriage, stay completely out of relationships with women, because it's nothing but a trap. And this is my contention with the Freedom Family Alliance. They don't back us non-custodial parents. We want to be a part of our families.
That's what I wanted to jump to, Bruce. I wasn't trying to cut you off. Our just time is short here. We have other callers waiting. Does the faith and family community need to do a better job of helping reform courts? Because you hear this often from folks.
I agree with you. I think we do. I think he said so many truthful things, and I know we don't have time to go through them all, but I know first and foremost, the biggest problem in marriage is it's about me, and we just don't take the other person's situation into
account. That's the biggest part of life, right?
And then the other thing, which you started out with, was very true. The foundation of our country is really built on the family, and the family on marriage, and marriage is between a man and a woman. And so if you take away that foundation, what do you have left? The country's going to crumble. That's what he's seeing. So,
yeah, Bruce, you have an ally. Appreciate the call, and good luck counseling your son that it can be a different way. Just find the right person. Stephen Watford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had two comments. First of all, I used to believe that abortion was acceptable until 1997 when my son was born and I fell head over heels in love with him as I watched him come into the world, because I felt inadequate to the task of being a father, and I was worried about how raising a child would affect my life. So it was a selfish decision when I suggested to my wife that she have an abortion, and which she, of course, refused to do, and I am now thankful for it, because I was completely in the wrong about that, because, as I said, it was a selfish choice on my part. And my other comment is, you know, I hear from the pro-choice movement a lot that this is my body and I can do what I want with it. Well, you're not having an arm or a leg amputated or a bad kidney removed. You are killing an individual human being who, you know, because it's a human being from the moment of conception. And I'm an atheist. I consider myself to be an atheist, and I'm saying that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. When a woman goes in to have an abortion, one of the disclaimers that is shared with her, you are going to terminate, or the doctor is going to, the procedure is going to terminate the life of a separate, unique, living human being. You just said that. You understood that, Steve. We just think that that's so very important, that between the ultrasound and that statement, that woman is given one last chance, really, not to go through with that abortion.
Amazing. Chris, I'm going to give you 20 seconds as the last word from Jamestown. Go ahead quickly on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, Don. Hi, Scott.
Hey.
you know, after what was happening yesterday, I was thinking about this narrative we keep hearing about how all the abortion laws in North Dakota have been struck down and we're wasting all this money. So I went through my notes, looked through every bill. I count 15 pieces of...
Oh, shoot. Oh, no. We got cut off there, Chris, because we're up against the clock. Thanks for the call. Let's have that conversation tomorrow on the program. Tom, thanks a ton.
Yeah, great.
Tom Pryor from the North Dakota Family.
God bless y'all.
Winner at PetroServe USA, $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King-size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.